Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, January 24th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Many highways in Grey Bruce are bare and wet. Slightly snowier conditions in the Meaford area where they're track bare. County roads are partly snow-packed. Visibility is mainly good. It's fair at times in the Meaford area. Saugeen Ojibwe Nation says it will issue a moratorium on the nuclear intensification of its traditional territory if substantial progress isn't made to address legacy issues. Saugeen set a deadline of 6 months in a statement this week from both chiefs. In response to the statement, OPG says it respects the rights and interests of Indigenous nations across the province and will continue its discussions with Saugeen, and it looks forward to the collaboration, partnership, and learning opportunities those conversations will provide. Meanwhile, Bruce Power Chief Operating Officer and Executive VP James Skoniak addressed the statement during questions from Grey County Council Thursday.
We're committed to doing that. We, just like our work that we've talked about here in Grey County and on the Saugeen Traditional Territory as a rights holder, we want to do everything we can to earn their support.
The Ontario government says it's starting pre-development work for the proposed pumped storage project in Meaford. Energy Minister Stephen Lecce says in a statement this afternoon, the province is investing up to $285 million to advance the work. It'll include the completion of a detailed cost estimate and environmental assessments to determine the project's feasibility. The province says the pumped storage project would complement other actions the government is taking to meet rising demand, including pre-development work for a new large-scale nuclear station at Bruce Power. Aaron Eldersley is keeping pressure on the provincial government to get hospital staffing numbers up. It was the topic of one of its meetings at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference this week. The province highlighted a number of programs it has to increase staffing, but made no new commitments with regard to the Chesley Hospital, which has seen service reductions since 2019. The municipality also wants provincial help dealing with its long list of aging bridges. Mayor Steve Hamill.
Our 17 oldest bridges could cost us upwards of $28 million to either repair or replace. And having 64 bridges is very concerning.
The pace of home sales in Grey Bruce picked up in December and prices slipped a bit. According to the One Point Association of Realtors, 116 units sold in the region last month. That's about 80% more than December the year before. The average price was just over $632,000. That's a nearly 6% annual drop. Meanwhile, the regional housing market continues to have ample supply. More than 177 new listings hit the market last month, the largest number for December in more than a decade. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 34 points to 25,468. The Dow Jones is down 140 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.7 U.S. cents, up 19 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $74.57, down 5 cents a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are set to play on the road against the Kitchener Rangers tonight, a Midwest Division battle. All three previous meetings between the Attack and Rangers this season have been one-goal games. Kitchener has won two of them. You can hear all the action live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:30. Tomorrow, the Attack hosts the Sarnia Sting at the Bayshore. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons, Walkerton Capitals, and Mount Forest Patriots have games tonight. In senior hockey, the Durham Thundercats host the Georgian Bay Apple Kings at 8:30. Tomorrow, the Saugeen Shores Winter Hawks are on the road to face the Ripley Wolves. Four games in the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets are the lone Canadian team in action. They host Utah. And some NFL news, the Las Vegas Raiders are hiring former Seattle Seahawks bench boss Pete Carroll as their next head coach. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a few flurries tonight, a low around minus 14, feeling more like minus 23 with the wind chill through the overnight. Flurries Saturday, 50-kilometer wind gusts, minus 1, feeling like minus 7. Flurries or snow squalls on Sunday, blowing snow, a high of minus 3. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.